Subtle skills, big results.
Welcome to the Ninja Selling Podcast.
Welcome back to the Ninja Selling Podcast. Matt and Garrett are back with you again. We're going to do a quick little short episode for you today, a little short punch in the arm. And I think you'll find great value in what we're going to offer today. In the meantime, if you want to go learn more about Ninja Selling, go to ninjaselling.com. If you want to learn more about coaching, you can check it out there. The amazing coaches that can help you get to where you want to go. And with that being said, Matt, let's jump right into this episode today. Sir, how are you today?
Yes, I'm great, man. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. This topic came to my mind because I'm trying out some new things right now, kind of improving some things in my life. And one of the things is we have I think I mentioned a little bit about this on a podcast episode here a little bit back, where I talked about how I'm doing some boxing training in the morning right now. And we have one of our coaches, Danielle Pearson, she's an amazing coach. She's also an incredible ballet dancer. And for those of you who know her even more, she's a Muay Thai trained fighter, also a boxer, but she's really multi-talented is really what it all comes down to. We were talking the other day and we were talking about boxing and stuff. And I just saw her kind of light up over it. And she's like, oh, I haven't been training a lot lately. And I said, I would love to learn some skills around that. Would you be up for doing some training sessions with me? And so Thursday mornings right now, we wake up, we go train. I train in the garage. She's in Tahoe. I'm in Northern California. I guess that's still all Northern California. I'm in Redding. She's in Tahoe. So what's really interesting is that I've never been taught. I'm not a fighter. Let's just put that on the table right up front. I've had my butt kicked a couple times in my life. I am not an actual fighter, though, in any way, shape, or form. And so it was interesting in starting to go through the mechanics of a punch. And I told her, I said, I've tried to hit a bag and things like that before, and everything just feels awkward. Like everything just feels uncomfortable. I feel like my body's winding up weird. I feel like I have like zero power in a punch. Like when I actually connect with the bag, I feel like I'm just tapping it. And I just don't understand how you get power and how you make this work. And so it's been interesting as we've got our cameras up in Zoom and stuff, and she's been critiquing it. Where are my elbows are at? What feet do I, like what foot is forward, depending on, you know, if I'm a righty or a lefty? I had my wrong foot forward every single time. I learned this really quickly where she was like, no, other foot, put your other foot forward. I'm like, but that feels weird. She goes, it won't. Try it. Like, let's start working on it that way. Then all of a sudden I'm like, whoa. Like, here I am. Every time I've approached a bag, I've had the wrong foot forward as a righty. All right, that's a little learning lesson. And then we start pulling this down even more. And she's like, you are trying to throw punches with your arms. She's like, use your body, like coil up your body. And like, this is what we've been working on and all these different techniques. And what used to feel really, really, really awkward, all of a sudden is feeling smooth and fast and powerful. And it's like, oh my gosh, all these little pieces, you put them together. But then it's funny how she'll change something up, Matt, and she'll be like, all right, now we're going to go, you know, jab, cross, jab, jab, cross. But when you take your last cross, I want you to take one step over to the side and then do your cross. And all of a sudden, everything falls apart again. All of a sudden, I'm overthinking. Are my elbows sticking out? Am I bringing my hands back to protect my face? You know, when I stepped over, did I step over with the right foot? Did I cross my feet? Did I like, oh my gosh, everything comes apart. And now all of a sudden I am all messed up again. And I was thinking about this with all kinds of sports, but also all of our ninja systems that we help train people in. And a lot of you out there, as you're learning these new things, we expect that we just come in, flick the switch, and it's like, oh, real estate reviews, got it. I learned it. I've been watching people do it. I've heard all about it. I'm just going to go do these. And we go out and we try them and we go, I don't know, that felt really awkward. I didn't like it. It didn't feel very good to me. And we just throw our hands in the air. I watch this happen so many times where people sometimes just say to us, Matt, you've had this where they're like, I'm not doing those.
Yeah, didn't feel good. I don't like it.
I'm not doing it.
I'm out.
And all of a sudden, we have 100% growth stop instead of sitting there with the master and saying, teach me, show me, watch me do this and see where I'm messing up, just like Danielle's doing with me. And all of a sudden, I mean, I think I've been doing this for a month now with Danielle. And I told her the other day when we met, just this is yesterday, I said, it's incredible how you can see, I can see the pieces coming together. And now all of a sudden, I feel like I've got a grasp on this. I'm at like stage one of stage 10 of where we're going. Like I have no, like I am still so awkward around this stuff. She probably looks at me and goes, you don't got it yet. But like, at least I feel like I have confidence in it. This is where I want people to think about with all of these systems as they're growing their business, as they're doing all these stuff. Don't let the awkwardness of it stop you too early. And so, Matt, I know I brain dumped on this and shared this, but I want to bring you into this because we see this happen all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, you go through this awkwardness and we say, we wrote down here as like kind of the topic is it's awkward until it's not. And that awkwardness is the feeling of learning. Mm-hmm. And that is a great thing. And a lot of times we associate that with feeling, that feeling with it's wrong and I shouldn't, but it's really the feeling of learning, which means we are making progress, right?
Yep.
Because there's a difference between something, I think, feeling awkward and feeling wrong. And we know that, right? And so we quickly, too many times, take that was awkward, that was bad, when it's no, that was awkward, I'm learning, I can do better. Because there could be certain things where you feel it and you're like, that wasn't awkward, that was just bad. It's like, okay, that's something we may want to stop.
Yep.
But the awkwardness, and this is where practice really works well, and we did the whole episode on practice. I believe we did, I'm sure we did an episode on practice at some point, because I think the reason why we associate it with bad so much in real estate is like that was awkward with the client.
Yep.
And I didn't like the feeling that I had because I know it translated over to them. It's like, well, then get the opportunity to have the awkwardness in practice, like you said, working with a master or to even just working with yourself so that you can grow from that. It makes me think about the part in The Go-Giver where Joe is going out and handing out coffee to everybody in his office. So for those of you who haven't read The Go-Giver, spoiler alert, I guess, or just go get the book and read it.
Go read it.
He then goes and talks to, forget the character's name, who is the connector, who's in his office, not Pindar, his teacher. But the connector, I don't know.
I'm not going to be able to help you on this, Matt. I apologize. It's been so long since I've read the book.
Yeah, I don't know why I can't remember the character's name. But he says, you know what? Sometimes you feel foolish and sometimes you may even look foolish, but you do the thing anyway.
Yep.
Because you know it is the right thing and it's putting you on the right path. And at some point, it's not going to feel that way anymore. And everybody who's, think back to when you started in real estate. Like it was awkward. The first sales call you made, the first real estate review. If you were lucky enough to be in this industry before there was a lot more technology, the first door knock that you did, the first open house that you hosted, it was awkward. It felt awkward. Here's the cool thing. Sometimes it feels awkward, but the other person, the clients, they don't think so.
They don't know.
They're just like, oh, I didn't know that you felt that way. And that's the feeling of learning and that's the feeling of growth. And so I think if we apply that and understand like, hey, we're moving in the right direction, it's going to make doing a lot of these things easier.
I'm going to look at like golf, for example, because golf is one that I think can cause people a lot of overthinking and a lot of overcomplicating and getting in their way a lot. I've played a fair amount of golf in my lifetime and I am a mediocre golfer at best. Interesting with going out and playing golf is that I can go out. I've taken some really good lessons over the years. And every time I walk away from a lesson, I'm like, oh my gosh, like my swing feels good. My energy feels good. Like all of a sudden my chips are just perfect. I got the perfect little divot coming out right where it's supposed to come out. Like this is awesome. And I can take that amazing lesson. And I'm going to say this, Mom, I love you. This is not a direct attack on you. Going out and playing golf with my mom can be really difficult for me. I love going and playing golf with my parents when I can. But my mom, when I go up to hit the ball, the first thing she'll say to me is, keep your head down. And I'm like, okay, thanks. Like, thanks. Well, yeah, don't pick your head up because you pick your head up in the past. Yeah, I mean, I've seen you do it. And that's when you top the ball and that kind of, okay, great. And so then I get up there and I go to swing and all I'm thinking about is topping the ball. Like all that's great stuff.
What you focus on expands.
All the stuff the great instructor had taught me all of a sudden has gone out the window. All the things I'm focusing on there. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, you didn't keep your eye on the ball. Well, it's not that you didn't keep your eye on the ball. You watched the ball. You wanted to see where it was going to go. And that's what made you, oh my gosh. Like all of a sudden this thing is overcomplicated again and it's an unfolding lawn chair. It feels rickety and uncomfortable. And I think that like when this thing is like, as you're learning, there's a lot of people that go up and let's say try golf and they have the wrong instructor, they have the wrong person guiding them. And off that, they decide, I don't like golf. I don't ever want to do this again. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel good. I'm just never going to play golf. It's not my sport. I don't want to do it. Where if you put yourself around the right people and the right instructors and the ones that will give you the tools that you can learn from, you all of a sudden might take a swing and go, that's what a golf swing feels like. Oh, because we all know it. If you guys play golf, they always say there's that one swing that makes you come back for another 18. And it's true. There's that one that just, and you're like, I want to have more of those. Like, that's what I'm going to come back and see if I can get. But it's very easy. And I've fallen into it many years of my life that you go out there and it feels awkward enough that you're like, you know what? This isn't my sport. This isn't my thing. This isn't fun for me. And again, going back to our systems, we watch this all the time. And sometimes you might be putting yourself around the wrong instructors. You might be trying to learn off your office mate that they might figure out their way of doing it, like a golf swing. And they're going, no, you got to do it this way. No, bend your knees a little bit more. No, here, you got to put the club on the ground and do all this stuff. And you're like, it just still feels awkward. And you're like, well, maybe I'm learning from the wrong person.
And I think that goes to, what is that awkwardness? Does it feel bad, as if this isn't something that I want to do? Or does it just feel like this just feels weird and strange?
Yep.
Because I'm not used to it? And that could be a hard thing to figure out sometimes. And so I like the idea of like, hey, analyze the things that are around what might be causing the awkward feeling for you so that you can then say, hey, is this the feeling of learning or is this the feeling of I don't want to do this? Right. And I think more often than not, it's the feeling of learning. Because even the things that you are like, hey, that's not the approach I want to take. Well, you've learned that that's the approach you don't want. So for like, let's take making a phone call, for example, or doing a call session, I should say. You have the guy in the office who's the cold caller, right? And he's good at it. And he's like, man, this is how you do it, right? Like everything that's taught really is because that person's teaching it because they got really good at it. And they're like, well, this must be the way because I'm good at it, right? And so you have the guy who's like, man, he's just cold call and he just dials and he's doing 100 calls a day. And you're like, whoa, that's amazing. Right. And then you try it and you're like, this feels really strange and really awkward. Then you have the other person who's like, oh, I just call my friends and we just chit chat and it's just, you know, gossip and all of this fun conversation. This is like the other end of the spectrum. And you're like, oh, let me try that. And then you're like, this feels weird. I'm not like really getting any results out of this. And then you got the ninja in the office who's like, hey, this is how I do my calls, right? Why don't you try this? Like, just focus on Ford, focus on the 5-step calling process, have your list of people in advance of the people you want to learn about, and you call and you just make their day, right? And then you're like, ooh, this feels awkward to do, but I can see on the other end of this is going to start to feel really good. And so that's where you're going to have that feeling of learning. And you learn from all of them because you try all the strategies and you're like, I learned that that's not the way I want to go. But I learned that with the cold calling, if I can keep my calls short and if I'm focused on connecting with the other person, I can create relationships. I learned from the gossiping person that if I call and I ask and listen to somebody, they might have something they need to get off their chest and I can be a forum for them to do that. And I learned from the ninja that if I combine all of these things and truly make it about the other person, stick to the 5 steps, I'm going to get some really high quality calls, some really great relationships built from that, which is going to lead to some really good business.
And man, I love that. I liked how you went down that because like you sitting in an office, you can have these two people that have these two different approaches to business. Both of them, by the way, might be successful.
Yeah.
And it's very confusing sometimes to go, well, what is the right way? Do I do this? Do I do this? Do I combine some of this stuff together? Which that doesn't always work. And the more you're talking about, I was thinking about like, and again, I'm not a big fighting guy, not a big mixed martial arts or anything like that. But if you look at like mixed martial arts and that whole arena and how that works, they put two people in the ring that have very, very, very different fighting styles. They have very, very different techniques and what works for them and what's successful for them. Whether it's, you know, Muay Thai, jiu-jitsu. I can't talk right now. It's all these crazy words. You know, you take all these different styles, a traditional boxer, and they all go in there and they figure out, you know, how to be successful with it. But they take their style, their thing that works right for them, that feels right for them, and they master it. And boxers, if you get them, pull them all together and they go, they all will master the same techniques, the same stuff. Karate will go master their same techniques, their same stuff. And I think that that's like where you take, like, it's funny, the ninjas, and you pull them together and they're going to master their techniques and their stuff that works well for them. You're not going to pull as a ninja, you're not going to pull using the fighter technique right now. You're not going to pull the boxing strategies for the most part in, and you're not going to pull the other. Let them do theirs. Let them do that. We have our platform that we build and we work off of. As you're growing and as you're learning, that awkwardness, as Matt, as we've talked about, that awkwardness is, it's a good thing. It means that you haven't figured it out yet. But if you're willing and open to learn, just know there's something here you need to change, because if it's awkward, you're probably not doing it right.
Yeah.
Just like me with throwing the punch. It was awkward because I was using just my arms. I had my wrong foot forward. I was not focusing on the right stuff. And then all of a sudden you put a couple of those pieces together and you hit the bag and you're like, whoa, like that felt good.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah, because all these little pieces worked in alignment with one another. And now all of a sudden I would never look at that and say, like, I can't throw a punch. I can totally throw a punch now in a matter of a month. But it took me learning and it took me acknowledging that I was awkward and being open to learn. And that's what I hope everybody out there can do. So,
yeah. So embrace that feeling of learning. Don't throw it away.
Yep.
Embrace the feeling and grow. And, you know, what I've learned through this conversation is that Danielle and Dennis need to face off in the octagon, because as a ninja organization, we actually have two very qualified ninjas. You know, we have a guide and a coach, and, you know, I'm kind of curious to see what might happen, because they're both quite good in their respective disciplines.
It's really funny when we do our conferences, Matt, and we get together and you watch them be able to like pair off and start like chit-chatting. The conversations are very different than any conversations I have with anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, they really are. So, well, guys, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Garrett, thanks for bringing this topic up. I think it's great, because, hey, listen, we're also all not alone out there. We all have our awkwardness. And anytime we're growing and learning, there's a feeling of awkwardness. Garrett and I get it in different venues. All of our coaches, all of the guides, we all get it in different venues. So embrace that. And if you guys want to join a community where maybe it feels awkward at first, but it's going to start to feel really darn amazing, is go over to Facebook, search for the Ninja Selling Podcast, join the community there. And if you would like any guidance on your journey along the ninja path and you want a coach doing that journey with you, just reach out to us, head over to ninjaselling.com, click the ninja coaching button at the top, and connect with us, because we would love to be a part of your journey as well. So thank you, Garrett. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And we will catch you on the next episode very soon.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate all you.
If you enjoyed today's episode and would like more, visit us at theninjasellingpodcast.com.
There you will also find links for more information about ninja selling and coaching. Have an incredible day.